It's Thursday, December 5th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Suspected Muslim extremists attacked a Protestant church in eastern Burkina Faso, Africa on Sunday, killing 14 people, including the pastor and children. Burkina Faso's President Roch Kabore responded saying, quote, "I condemn the barbaric attack against the Protestant church. I offer my deepest condolences to the bereaved families and wish a speedy recovery to the wounded," end quote. A string of attacks against Christians this year in the West African nation had already left 21 people dead. Jihadist attacks in Burkina Faso have quadrupled over the last 2 years, forcing 500,000 people to leave their homes because of the unrest. Praise God! 5 Christians have been released after spending 11 years in prison on false charges of killing a prominent Hindu monk in 2008. The Supreme Court of India exonerated the Christians on November 26th after finding they had nothing to do with the murder. The case will also be fought before the High Court in Odisha. But for now, these believers can spend Christmas with their families. Matthew 5, verses 11 through 12 says, "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven." Ireland is on a slippery slope of pro-death policies. In 2018, Ireland repealed the 8th Amendment to the Irish Constitution, which protected the lives of unborn babies. The UK Society for the Protection of Unborn Children is warning that assisted suicide may be up next. Recent polling found that 55% of the Irish public are in favor of this form of killing, while politicians are already lobbying for euthanasia legislation. John Dahan, the deputy chief executive for the Society for the Protection of Unborn Children, warned, quote, "We need to combat these threats by exposing the reality of assisted suicide. Evidence from around the world shows that the so-called right to die quickly becomes the duty to die," end quote. About 200 people attended the world's first detransition conference on November 30th in Manchester, England. Young women shared their detransitioning from their lifestyle of pretending to be a man. Charlie Evans, a woman who pretended to be a man for a decade, reversed course recently and now wants to help hundreds of young people who are expressing regret over hormonal treatments and surgeries. Jesus said in Mark 10, verse 6, "From the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female." On Sunday, Mexico's Attorney General's office said law enforcement have arrested 4 drug cartel gunmen suspected in the November 4th attack on U.S. citizens in Mexico that left 9 women and children dead. Officials identified one of the suspects as the regional leader for the La Línea faction of the Juarez cartel. U.S. House Democrats released a 300-page impeachment report on Tuesday, accusing President Donald Trump of undermining national security in his dealing with Ukraine and seeking foreign help to interfere in the 2020 election. On Monday, Republicans also issued a report arguing that the Democrat witnesses found no evidence of bribery, extortion, or collusion. In a recent interview with Time magazine, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky reaffirmed that he and Trump never discussed a decision to withhold American aid to Ukraine in the context of quid pro quo and political favors. And finally, the Trump administration announced a new rule on Wednesday to tighten work requirements for recipients of federal food aid. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue said, quote, "This rule lays the groundwork for the expectation that able-bodied Americans re-enter the workforce where there are currently more job openings than people to fill them," end quote. The USDA estimates that 223,000 people will no longer be eligible for food stamps under the new rule, saving taxpayers $12.8 billion over 10 years. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 10 says, "If anyone will not work, neither shall he eat." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, December 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. sees the day for Jesus Christ.